is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here on what is clearly a very busy news day. And in the midst of everything, you get to have your first radio experience with Dr. Rachel Pokrant, new president at Umpqua Community College. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much. I'm so excited to be here. Nice to meet you.
So how many days have you been on the job?
Oh, gosh, this is morning four for me. Yeah.
So not very many days at all.
No.
Talk to folks listening about maybe your initial thoughts about UCC and this community now that you've been here a whole entire 4 days.
Well, you know, it's fabulous, of course. Everybody who lives here knows that already. But, you know, we pulled in from a 2-day drive from Colorado into the driveway of our new house, and our neighbors were in the driveway within 15 minutes welcoming us and helping us and offering help and support. And that really has been the vibe of our entire experience these last few weeks. Such a friendly community, both at the campus and out and about around town. We are so thrilled to be here.
So tell folks about your academic background, maybe some of the other things you've done in education.
So I'm actually fairly new to higher education. I've only been in this game for about 11 years. Prior to that, I was a high school teacher, and I also used to work for a nonprofit organization that did corporate trainings all around the world. So I had some great opportunities to travel, but then also realized that I really wanted to be rooted in a community of learners. So I became a dean of instruction about 11 years ago and went on to be a vice president and lead some campuses at Colorado Mountain College. And that's how I came to my role here.
Now, that's a pretty quick move from getting in that part of education to moving into being the president of a college.
Well, I guess I've never thought about that, but yes, hopefully, you know, those skills that I picked up along the way in all those different worlds, I can bring to bear on the role.
What led you to get into education and out of what you'd done in the nonprofit world?
Well, first of all, that was education. I was definitely, you know, in corporate training, educating people, whether they're younger kids or college kids or older folks in industry. It's the same thing. It's connecting with people, and it's bringing new ideas to them. So higher education, I'm extremely passionate about it, especially the community college space, because that's where lives are really changed. And I can already see that that's what we do at UCC, and I'm so excited to be part of it.
What is different about community colleges in your mind versus maybe a four-year school?
Well, we do things way cooler, first of all. We have the better programs. We have the fun programs. We have the programs that get folks skilled up and ready to go straight into the workforce, making great wages and getting good jobs. And I'm really proud of that mission. I also think it's a bit of a friendlier sort of on-ramp to higher education for people who maybe never thought that they were college material or didn't have a great experience in high school. We're a place that people can come and kind of find themselves academically, and I'm really proud of that mission.
Now let's back up to earlier in life. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Nottingham, England. Just, you know, for the UK, just a really normal upbringing smack in the middle of the UK. And I will say that when I first came out and wandered around the campus at UCC, I actually got a little bit emotional because it felt a lot like where I grew up in the UK. Really green, lots of waterways, lots of similarities. So it felt like home right away.
And where did you go from growing up in the UK?
Well, I moved straight to Colorado right after university. I had the opportunity to go to Colorado and be a ski bum for a season, and I didn't really know what that was, but I said, sure, sounds like fun, and never really left. That was 33 years ago.
Wow. So what led to you applying for this UCC job? I know that it's and oftentimes folks in higher education and other areas of education are kind of always looking around for something else. I mean, were you out there seeking a job?
I was not looking at all. I knew that at the time I had the best job there was in higher education, but somebody sent me the job posting and it just really spoke to my heart. And Oregon is one of those places that my husband and I have always loved. And so I felt like I really needed to apply. It's the only presidential position I've applied for or even looked at. And so I feel extremely fortunate to have been the chosen candidate.
And that's very unique. Talk about the process from initially sending off some paperwork to getting hired.
Oh, gosh. Well, it was a bit of a strange one, right? Because we were in COVID. So lots of Zoom interviews and conversations with the Board of Education. And I think that's when it really solidified that I really, really wanted this role, just getting to know them and the kind of process that they ran, which was friendly and inquisitive and supportive and really reflected the kind of culture that they are looking to create and build upon at UCC. Just made me want to be part of it.
And how long of a process was it?
Oh, gosh, I think I applied in December and I was offered the job in the middle of April. So, you know, sometimes we move a little slowly in higher education, but getting all those board members together just for all those interviews, I'm sure was quite the feat.
And I imagine as well, I've talked to other people in other areas of employment, that just going through a process like this right in the midst of a pandemic really threw up some curveballs.
A little bit, but I did get the opportunity to come out here. My husband and I actually stayed for 10 days when I came out for the interview because we really wanted to understand the area and be here for a little while. So it was far enough into the spring that the state was just starting to open up and it felt safe to travel and we were vaccinated and all those good things that made it possible.
Now, you mentioned having some knowledge of Oregon before you came. Talk about that. Had you been out here before in this area or other parts of the state?
Well, my daughter went to Portland State, so a little bit of time in Portland, and then also I'd spent some time in Eugene doing some work, consulting work, before, and had tacked vacations onto that experience a few times. So my husband and I like to bike and hike and do all of those fun things and visit the coast. So we've done that a few times. And so it was definitely one of those places that we had already fallen in love with and was kind of on our list of somewhere that we would and could live.
Now, had you ever been in Roseburg or the southern part of the state before?
We had not at all. So it was really, really fun to come out here. And, you know, it felt like there was just another beautiful vista or thing to see around every corner. We're very lucky here, and I know everybody knows this already, that we get to be at the beach in a, you know, for a day trip and up into the mountains for a day trip. What a perfect spot to live.
And obviously, having lived in lots of parts of Oregon myself, every area is a bit different.
Yeah, and I think the only other thing about that for us is we're small town people. We like the idea that, you know, it takes you 3 hours to go to the grocery store because you run into six people that you know. That's a plus for us, so this is our kind of place.
So what were your initial thoughts the first time you came to the UCC campus, just looking around, and what was your experience like?
Well, it was kind of during COVID, so there weren't many people around, but there were a lot of deer and a lot of turkeys, which I just loved. And that campus is one of the most spectacular campuses for a community college that I have ever visited. We're so lucky in our physical location and buildings and our, you know, physical resources up on campus that I was just incredibly impressed. And again, just made me want to be part of everything that happens there.
What was your thoughts as you got information about, you know, the college and what had, you know, what had been going on?
Well, we obviously have great programs staffed by amazing faculty who are extremely passionate about what they do for students. So that's your most important resource. You know, we also have great things going on in athletics, and I'm learning more and more about that and what great inroads we've made to pathways to college for students who are also student athletes. So that's pretty exciting. Again, I have a real passion for technical trades programs and career and technical education. So I love that we have really thriving programs in areas like welding and automotive. And then we've got some really unique kind of place-based things like our winery and our are programs that serve the wine industry that I have a lot to learn about. But, you know, I love that place-based aspect of the academic programs that we have.
Going to take a break at Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. Rachel Pogrant, new president of Umpqua Community College. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, News Radio 1240, KQEN, Lars Larson coming at 1. Later today, KQEN Local Talk at 4. Shannon Sebastian has your cue. On tomorrow's Inside Douglas County, we'll talk with one of the new candidates for governor, Jessica Gomez, will be joining us on tomorrow's program. Rachel Pogrant, new president of Umpqua Community College, with us day 4. On the job, now that you're here, what's your evaluation? I imagine you hit the ground, you start going over paperwork, getting to know people a little better. What are your thoughts?
Oh, gosh. You know, I addressed the faculty and staff on Monday, and I was talking to them about how I feel like we have the perfect secret sauce of everything that a thriving community college needs. We have a community that cares deeply about the college and has a rich legacy of former students and alumni who recognize the value of what they learned at UCC and their experience there. And then we have this amazing faculty and staff who are incredibly student-focused. And then we have these students who are just show up ready to learn, are excited about their programs, and many of them are dealing with lots of complicated situations in their lives, but they're carving out time to either upskill or come to college for the first time. And so all those things are the secret sauce of everything we need. And then I would just say that the campus is brimming with opportunity. You know, we're emerging from COVID. We learned a lot from COVID, both things that we want to keep from that time, and all of those things move the needle for student outcomes, which is the most important thing that we do. So we're just going to harness all those opportunities and go striding into the future to best serve Douglas County.
What was your experience at your prior school when COVID hit, and how fast so many things had to change?
Yeah, you know, just like all of us, I think it was probably March 13th, and all of a sudden everybody had to go home. I actually oversaw two campuses, and one of them had a residence hall component. So we had students from all over the country. So it was probably a little bit different to other people's experience because we couldn't simply go home because those students are like our kids, right? If their parents aren't there, we're their parents. So I actually didn't miss a day of on-campus work all the way through COVID just because of our situation there on campus. But, you know, moving to remote learning, getting on Zoom meetings, which I know we're all sick of, and all of those things that everybody experienced. And I think it's easy to forget now, a year and a half later, how scary it was when we didn't have as much scientific knowledge as we have now about the pandemic. So at the beginning there, you know, none of us knew what was going to happen. Now we know how to manage it. We can plow forward, even if it feels like there's a little bit of a step back. I think we're ready to manage and continue serving students, which is the only thing that matters.
So on the community college level and in your new role here in Douglas County, what do you take on the technology shifts and the things that are available now that everybody's continuing to work on and improve, but how does that integrate and maybe create a different pathway going forward for community colleges?
Yeah, well, I think it's a blend of remembering what we used to do well and making sure we're not losing any of those strengths, but also harnessing all the things that we brought to the table technology-wise during COVID that we want to keep. Our students have very clearly said to us that more of a hybrid learning format where they don't always have to come to campus to learn, where some of that can happen at home, is really, really beneficial to them. If you have kids or, you know, multiple jobs, jobs that you're trying to juggle, and you can learn in a way that fits your schedule better. That is just better service to students and more students being successful. So we're currently really talking to students and trying to listen to them and what worked really well for them and what was difficult for them. And they will drive that process of what we keep and how we harness what we learned.
And this may be more applicable to Colorado than it will be here, though, as you've probably heard, we've had our own snowstorms in the past few years. But is even the ability to not necessarily always have to have a weather-related day off, but be ready to shift if you see that coming in enough time ahead?
Yeah, absolutely. There's all kinds of opportunities like that. Although I would say, like, you know, who wants to give up a snow day, right? Like, is there anything more joyful when you're a student than being told you have a snow day? I don't know. I don't think we should necessarily throw all of that out.
It might change, though, when somebody reminds you you've got to go to school one day more in June.
That's exactly right. You're right.
What about the role of the board here at Umpqua Community College? You've just gotten here, but getting to know those folks better, talk about what they do for the school.
The Board of Education here is so incredibly dedicated and passionate about UCC. I've never quite seen anything like it. And I have received the most tremendous amount of support from all of them. They are dedicated to the future. They're dedicated to making sure that we serve all students, especially those that traditionally are underserved by higher education. They're really great folks. I feel extremely fortunate to work for them.
As you get ready for the fall, and there's things going on in the summer, of course, but the bigger push is for the fall. Anything on your kind of agenda for your first year that you want to get through and accomplish?
A couple things I think are really, really important to the community. One of them is making sure that we are open for business and that community events that used to happen in our facilities are available again and open again, and that we're inviting people and welcoming people to campus. I think that's one of the big things we need to tackle. I come from a background of really strong dual enrollment programs, so I've already had a few conversations with school district folks, and I'm really interested to figure out how we can serve students in their high school years and make a really strong bridge to post-secondary education. And then really everything else, I'm going to be a listener. It's really important that I come in and listen to everybody else's ideas. You know, my people on the campus and people in the community are the experts right now. So I'm pretty much on a listening tour. My board has me all day, every day, meeting people in the community and listening to what their needs are. I truly believe there's a reason that the word community is in our title. And putting the community first is going to be a focus for me.
And especially coming from out of state, out of the area, getting to know a lot of different parts of the community, both people, places, and all that, sounds like it's something that's important to you.
Absolutely. And again, I've had a lot of help from the board and people that I've met already in town that are already our new best friends and feels like we've known them for years, because it's just that kind of a town where people embrace you. So how lucky are we?
So are there particular strong points you see right immediately about UCC?
Oh, gosh. There are good things happening all over the campus and in the community. There are almost too many to list, but you know, with public institutions like ours that spends around 80% of its funding on people, I'm always going to say the human resources. We have incredible people doing incredible work at the college, and my job is to come in and find out how I can help support them moving forward. So that's my focus.
Dr. Rachel Pokrant, new president of Umpqua Community College, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
1257 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.